This is
Make It Kind.
M.I.P.
with Masamela Matfumo.
Mark Thompson.
Make It Kind.
Get woke.
Join Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin for a new edition of the Capital Ideas Podcast. In unscripted conversations with investment professionals, you'll hear real stories about successes and lessons learned, informed by decades of investment experience. It's your look inside one of the world's largest asset managers. New episodes are available monthly. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Invest 30 minutes in an episode today. Published by American Funds Distributors, Inc.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Folks, back again, that time of the month, the October jobs report has been released, and we always speak with our dear friend at the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities, the chief economist there, and Philadelphia Philly, Chad Stone. Chad and I are somewhat melancholy because we wanted, I mean, he's obviously a Philly fan. I'm a Yankee fan. I'm one of the Phillies to beat the Astros for our Yankees. But I guess we need to not just have discussions on the jobs report. Maybe we need to get into some baseball managing too. We ought to do some prognostication. I don't know. But you all did well. Congratulations on your run.
It's a good season.
No question about it. It was a good season.
Good playoff run for sure.
Yeah. Historic. I mean, to come from where you came from, they may cause, the Phillies alone may cause you all to, well, MLB to change the playoff format, because as a lower seed, they just ran through everybody. So it was something else. Congrats again. So we talked about this last month. I guess we're beginning to see, the genesis of this small uptick in unemployment, correct?
Yes, we. So the Fed has been tightening interest rates because the labor market has been running red hot, and inflation is too high. And this jobs report showed that maybe there's a little bit of bite already coming. That labor market is still running pretty hot. We had a lot of jobs created, not as much as earlier on when there was a big jobs hole. But now we're pretty close to being back to where we should be. And we had 261,000 payroll jobs created. When you ask employers, how many people do you have on your payroll? 261,000. And there were revisions to the previous 2 months of another 29,000. So that's a very solid payroll jobs report. On the household side, a different survey, when you ask households, what's the employment status of people in the household? Are they working? Are they looking for work? Do they not want to be looking for work? There's different statuses they can have. They can be employed, unemployed, not in the labor force, don't want to be in the labor force. Actually that sent different signals from the payroll survey, because there were actually 328,000 jobs lost in the household survey. Was the opposite of the gain in the unemployment rate ticked up a little bit. Now, I promise never to talk about seasonal adjustment again, and so I won't. But that may have something to do with the anomaly. But it's definitely the case that we're getting slightly different signals from the payroll side, which is still pretty strong, and the household side, which is also still pretty good. We're still at quite a low unemployment rate, but it's edging up.
And that is, so we can say pretty definitively now that's because of the monetary policy, the Fed monetary policy?
That's an important piece of it, yes.
Just in terms of the specific numbers, folks, again, 804,000 jobs above February 20 pre-recession levels, private jobs, 1.3 million, government jobs down. And about half or more than half of the government jobs are down are in local government education. People, I guess, still aren't quite coming back in that situation. We always talk about leisure and hospitality. That's still down. When you write Chad, and of course you can follow Chad on Twitter, his thread, Chad CBPP, CBPP, two P's. 1.1 million jobs, leisure and hospitality, still below the February 2020 job level, right?
That's right. Yeah. Now, leisure and hospitality has been coming back from, it was the hardest hit industry in the recession. So in April, it was down, it was way, way, way down. And it's been coming back. But the pace that it's been coming back has slowed a little bit as well. And it's still a huge number, 1.1 million jobs down. I mean, that's an industry that's in transition, I think, still about how because of COVID, the aftermath of COVID, difficulty hiring, it's a good thing that wages are going up for leisure and hospitality workers, because that's what happens when employers can't get enough workers, they need to make it more attractive for workers to come work for them.
Well, and the other thing we aren't factoring in, and I don't know if anybody can yet, Minoru, who keeps these numbers. We honestly don't know. I mean, I travel and I see people out here traveling, but that's just me with my eyes. We don't really know to what extent people are going back traveling as much, whether that level has gone back to February 2020 levels, how many people checking in hotels. So Chad's right, it's inching. Leisure and hospitality up 35,000 jobs in October, accommodation up 20,000 jobs. Food and drinking places up 6,000. And there's an average of 78,000 leisure and hospitality jobs added per month. But it was 196,000 per month in 2021. So just people should just keep that in mind. So that's something that'll be interesting to watch and see exactly how that is going to unfold. So, as you said, the unemployment rate is still pretty low, but we have to brace for what may be coming. You make the case that once again, and you're good at this, policymakers should now be preparing. When we look at what this monetary policy is going to do over time, should now be preparing measures to relieve hardship if, in fact, unemployment continues to go up, right?
That's right. We had really very strong unemployment. There were some problems, but we had very strong unemployment protections in the CARES Act way back in the depths of the recession, and those they stayed in place for a while. But they're all gone, and now we're back to state systems that in many cases are bad and don't cover all the people they should. And in some cases, we have states that have cut back on the maximum number of weeks of unemployment. Standard used to be 26 weeks everywhere. If you became unemployed, you had up to 26 weeks of unemployment insurance. And states cut back after the Great Recession, and now some additional states have cut back this time. So there's a lot of states that offer fewer than that 26 weeks. And they've tightened up in ways that don't always make sense in eligibilities. So people who lose a job through no fault of their own may still, through technicalities, not qualify for unemployment insurance in their state, when the whole purpose of unemployment insurance is to help out people who lose their jobs through no fault of their own.
Yeah, so that's important.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And when we look at the demographics, Black unemployment went up 0.1%. So did white. Asian, 0.4%. Hispanic, 0.4%. Yeah, so I mean, it didn't go up a lot, but still, and yeah. But again, these disparities still all the, for lack of a better word, legacy and historical disparities. So while Black unemployment is 5.9, white is 3.10, so still almost 3.2 rather, so almost still double what it is. That almost never changes. Chad has the chart, the persistently higher unemployment rates that exist, folks, for Black and Latino employees. That's something that's just always there, unfortunately.
Right. And in the numbers you're talking about the change in the unemployment rate by race and ethnicity, has a chart that shows that for each race and racial or ethnic group, white, Black, Hispanic, and Asian, the unemployment rate is down almost, for each, is down almost to where it was, or maybe in some cases maybe a little below where it was at the start of the recession. So back to pre-recession levels. But the actual unemployment rates, as you were saying, are much higher for Hispanic and especially Black workers than for white and Asian workers. And unemployment insurance, guess who it fails? The people with the most unemployment.
Right. You're absolutely right. And Chad also links, as he was alluding to earlier, the Center on Budget always has great recommendations. Here's a report that was written this summer by Nick Gwynn. State cuts continue to unravel basic support for unemployed workers. So folks, tomorrow is important, because whatever happens tomorrow, and as Chad has suggested, his article suggests, there needs to be some type of federal policy, congressional action to deal with the unemployment insurance system. But after tomorrow, we don't know yet what kind of Congress we'll be looking at. Well, we do know, no matter what, the Congress after tomorrow will be a lame duck Congress for the most part, unless the Democrats hold on to power, and it's not quite as lame duck. But, man, I don't know, Chad, and you get into the holidays. So we know how Congress is. It's, you know, we know its character, its culture. I wonder if people will have the will to take some of these issues seriously. The article is great too, folks. We'll share and retweet it, because it talks about what's happening in some states, primarily focusing on states like Kentucky and Wisconsin, Iowa, Oklahoma. And we know what the political persuasion is in those places. So, I mean, this is important. And I don't know how you can ignore it, because even the mainstream media is speculating on what monetary policy could yield in terms of unemployment.
Yeah, actually, at his press conference Tuesday, after Fed Chairman Powell said, I can't really tell you he's not willing to make a prediction of inflation, understandably, because it's complicated. I mean, he knows that it's going to come down, and he's aware that it may produce will certainly cool off the labor market and the unemployment rate. The Fed, in its current expectations, thinks that maybe it'll get up to 4.1% at some time, which once upon a time was quite a low unemployment rate. In 2019, before the pandemic, 4.1 was pretty good unemployment rate. We've gotten below it, but now we've gotten used to lower rates that were sustainable. But they're going to go higher, almost for sure, as the effects of monetary policy work their way through the system.
Some in some of these more conservative states are saying that workers, and again, this is always a trope, but we can cut this, we can do this, that, and the other, because workers don't really want to go back to work. So all that stuff you all about the great resignation probably didn't help belay that stereotype. But that's just not true, is it, Chad? I mean, that's just...
No, I mean, it's a standard argument that you have to make people want to work. Well, people want to work not only for the income, but for the satisfaction of working. And almost every place where you're hearing some politicians say, oh, we need work requirements, we need work requirements, the people they're talking about are already working at a high rate.
No, the real issue is people who even on a pause are contemplating whether they want to go back to work for the same wage. People want to work. They're just not making enough money. And so that's what has to be looked at.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Folks, Chad CBPP on Twitter. See his thread every month and hear him talk with us every month when the jobs report comes out. We'll look forward to November's, and then we'll get into the holidays and get ready to get prepared for next baseball season. that'll be next for us.
Well, for me, I still have football with the undefeated Eagles.
That's right. So you good. You good for a minute longer. You good. Look at you. Yeah, that's something. I know people in Philadelphia are losing. I got a few friends, big Eagles fans. They are losing their minds. So Christmas has come early for them. So congrats on that, too.
Yeah, well, we want to get to the end of the season.
I think you will. I think you will. I think you'll be okay.
Yeah.
I think you'll be okay. Chad Stone, everybody. Chad CBPP on Twitter. Thanks, Chad.
You're welcome.
Thanks for getting woke and listening to Make It Plain. As always, perform an act of kindness on behalf of an elder or young person. Write a letter to a sister or brother who just so happens to find her or himself incarcerated. Offer libations to the ancestors upon whose sturdy shoulders we all now stand. And above all, give thanks to the God of your understanding by whatever name you call her and him. All God asks of us is that we give each other love. Thanks for giving MIP love. And please remember to subscribe and give us a 5-star rating. If all hearts and minds are clear, it has been made plain.